sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, and God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, June 19th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going to be packing up after the show today. I've got all of my carrot cake instruments, machines, my big bowl, my long metal spoon, my carrot grater, my walnut grinder, measuring cups, tin pans, everything that I'm going to do to bake Trucker Randy's famous, world-famous carrot cake. Going to be doing it over at the Iron Pig South location this afternoon. Going to make up my famous secret icing, cream cheese, powdered sugar, pure vanilla, and some other secret ingredients I can't tell you about, and going to get them in the refrigerator for tomorrow after the golf outing at the VIP reception. They'll have a little tasting to see if they like my carrot cake and consider putting it on the menu. I'll have to teach the chef how to do it. He's got to do it Grandma Bishop's way, or don't do it at all. That's what I'm going to do today. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from the South location. 9 to noon, we will be there Friday show. As soon as I hang up the microphone, going to be heading over to the Ridge Golf Course, participating in their first annual golf outing. Come join us. It's going to be a great time, great event. After the golf outing, where we're going to be heading back to the South location for a little VIP reception. And then Saturday is the big party. Now, tomorrow, the weather's forecast to be roughly about 77, 80 degrees. Slight chance of rain in the morning. Going to clear up in the afternoon when the golf outing starts at noon. And then we could have some rain coming in Friday night. Saturday, hotter, very much a chance of thunderstorms. Doesn't matter. This year's Risk It Festival is going to be under a large pavilion roof there at the new South location, right next door to the restaurant. You need to come and party with us. Really going to get roaring about probably 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. Concerts, comedians, bands, music. It's going to be a great event. Very much looking forward to Saturday. Tickets can be bought at the door. They have been selling them online and also at the two locations. If you're in downtown Gaylord today, you can swing into the Iron Pig, buy your tickets for the golf outing and or the event, or you can get it at the South location as well. And they're still taking tickets online. So if you'd like to participate in the golf outing, text me golf. I'll send you the link. Or if you'd like to go to the party on Saturday, you can buy your tickets online. They'll put you on a list. You can be checked in when you get there. Text me FEST, F-E-S-T, or riskitfest.com's website and all the information. It's going to be a great time. Love to see you guys. Please come and party with us. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Tuesday, between 60 to 70 Republican elected officials from the state of Michigan went to Washington, D.C. to be part of a White House Office of Intergovernmental Governmental Affairs Program. It plans to invite officials from every state to come and get updates on what the federal government is doing. Folks, I've been doing this show for over 13 years. I have never heard of the White House Intergovernmental Affairs Program. I don't even know if it even existed prior to this current president. 60 to 70 county commissioners, state representatives, and state senators traveled to Washington, D.C. and met with U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner. During the trip, stateside officials from Michigan learned more about what the federal government is working on and how they could help those efforts from their positions in Lansing and state government and local governments. Speaker of the House Matt Hall said in a press conference yesterday that they had a really good trip. And actually, it was perfectly timed with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's traveling to Australia for her latest economic trade mission. Hall said, picking a day when Whitmer was in Australia, it actually turned out to be a pretty well-coordinated day because you can't get a budget done without Gretchen Whitmer. We all know that. Paul went on to say he hears Democrats complain about the federal government's proposed spending bill, dubbed as the One Big Beautiful Bill. But then they attack him, the Speaker of the House, going and talking to policymakers in Washington, D.C. Paul said Democrats talk about a significant portion of the state budget will be coming from federal dollars, and they question whether that's a good thing. Here's the facts, Paul said. The biggest portion percentage of our state budget is federal money. The more control the federal government has over the states directly impacts us in Lansing. But the more and more control the federal government takes away from the states, the fewer real decisions the states need to make. And that's not a good thing. I think one of the very central parts of Donald Trump's administration and his philosophy is restoring the power, the control back to the state, empowering the states, end quote, said Speaker Hall. Now, one thing you have to understand, Donald Trump wants to basically end the U.S. Department of Education. He wants the money to go back to the states. He wants the states to control educating the children in their state. He doesn't want Common Core, federalized education to be used anymore. He does not want them in Washington dictating how we must educate our children in our state of Michigan. So do you think 60 to 70 Republican state representatives, state senators, and county commissioners going and meeting with U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon is a good thing? I do. Health and Human Services. Here in the state of Michigan, one of the largest, second, I believe, only to education in their budget. Well, guess where the money comes from? Washington, D.C. And they met with U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's a good thing they're there talking to them. What items are you going to change? What are you going to fund? What aren't you going to fund when it comes to our second budget item? This is amazing to me. And Democrats, all they want to do is sit and complain. All you're going to do is go and kiss Donald Trump's ring. That's not what they did. And according to the story, they didn't even meet with the president. I don't know if they did or not, but not according to the story. Well, getting back to Lansing, something that I am not in favor of, this is where Speaker Hall and I completely disagree. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer's appointed Capitol Commission, unanimously approved last week additional secret security measures to be implemented at the state capitol following a closed session last week. Well, when asked about it, Hall said that he has their back, quote unquote. Paul's office was one of the offices briefed on the changes by the Capitol Commission Chair Bill Candler, and said he couldn't describe the policies publicly because public awareness of the new procedures would basically render them useless. However, Speaker Hall said he's in support. Well, the moves came before last past weekend shooting of two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses last week. So, very, very, very interesting. Press release comments from Speaker Matt Hall, the trip to Washington, and the Capitol Commission and their secret security changes. Now, there's a new candidate announcing for the current congressional seat held by Tom Barrett, U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett, his first term in Washington, D.C. Democrats are putting up Bridget Brink, former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine. She's 55, has a 29-year history in foreign diplomacy, running for Congress in the politically competitive 7th District. Brink is nationally known for abruptly resigning her post in April after 3 years of working in the war zone in Ukraine, after she disagreed with President Donald Trump's direction of giving more deference to Russia and being told to stop calling Russia the aggressor in the conflict. In May, just a month ago, she packed up her family, her husband, Foreign Service Officer Nick Higgins, and their two kids, and moved to Lansing. Public records show that she closed on a historic house in the Moores River neighborhood, same as the governor earlier last week. She said in an interview yesterday, she's excited about fixing it up while she runs for Congress full time. If you're going to run for Congress, you have to be committed. I'm all in. The team she's bringing in would be a testament to that. Brink has hired as her lead counsel consultant, nationally known political consultant John Lapp, from Rolfin, Lapp, and Gwynn. These are longtime consultants to gubernatorial candidates and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. She's also partnered with Emily's List on U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens' successful 2022 primary election. They helped Haley Stevens win her seat in Congress. Brink has also brought in Deliver Strategies, who she done work with in the House Democratic Caucus, the Michigan Democratic Party, and voters, not politicians, to help her with direct mail. She has a pollster, Greenberg Quinlan Rosner, who's done polling for U.S. Senator Gary Peters, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin, and independent expenditure work for other members of Congress. New Blue Interactive is doing her digital. They've done work for various members of Congress along with abortion access ballot initiatives and Democratic-nominated Supreme Court candidates. Brink also announced a manager and a campaign manager. Brink grew up with her single mother in Grand Rapids in West Michigan before heading to Kenyon College in Ohio and then joining the State Department in 1996. She said her decision to move to Lansing after leaving her position in Ukraine came from falling in love with the house they purchased in Lansing and her maternal family deep family roots to the area. Her ancestors settled in Eaton County in the mid-1800s. As far as her reason running for Congress, Brink said she's concerned that the Trump administration's foreign strategy will be detrimental to our own influence overseas. On domestic policy, she said the reckless tariffs are increasing costs for Michiganders, and the Republicans' budget is taking away from health care for hundreds of thousands of Michigan residents. She fears that the Department of Government Efficiency's DOGE's slash-and-burn approach is hurting services to seniors and other constituencies. I'm very concerned about the course of our country and our ability to protect our basic rights, freedoms, and democracy upon which the country was founded. No, sorry, it wasn't. You don't know your history, lady. All you know is Democrat talking points. We need to stand up and fight for our principles. Well, this is going to be a huge fight. Very easily going to win the Democrat nomination, and it's going to be a real challenge for Tom Barrett in the U.S. House of Representatives next year. Actually, there's a few more statements to this story. We'll continue on the other side. Bottom of the Hour News, hour number three. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.